Alrighty, did not participate today was Josh Norman Rib, Zach Brown illness, Ty Insecki, his core muscle, DeShazer Everett hamstring, Rob Kelly ankle, Trent Williams knee. Limited was DJ Swearinger with the hamstring, full were Doxson, Nicholson, and Foster.
Williams, what's the status there, and do you think he could possibly play on Sunday? How are you guys going to take that going on through this week?
I think he can possibly play, but we'll wait and see. He's a little sore right now, but it's all on how he progresses throughout the week.
Mainly just a pain thing, or what is it going to take for him to play on Sunday, do you feel?
He's just going to have to get more work tomorrow out there with the trainers, maybe get a limited basis in team, and then we'll see where he is Friday and Saturday.
With Zach Brown, is that just a lingering bug, or is it something that maybe a little more serious?
It's a lingering bug.
So you would expect him to play Sunday?
I hope so. Hopefully it doesn't linger that long.
Yeah, he wasn't staying at any moldy hotels, was he? All right. Rob Kelly, just what's your prognosis for him?
For Rob, probably a long shot this week. You know, I think he's going to have to make major strides, which, you know, it's already Wednesday, so, you know, it's not looking great, but Rob's a tough guy. We'll have to wait and see.
With Samaje, because he's been able to get some more reps now, how has he kind of progressed in the limited time or the time that he's been able to get?
He's been progressing fine. You know, he has. He's doing a good job. He's running physical still, and, you know, this will be a great week for him if Rob can't go. So he'll get a majority of the carries with Brown and obviously Chris Thompson sprinkled in there.
You said recently there's a lot to like about what Kirk has done so far this year. What is it that he's done more of this year? Obviously, he's used his legs a little bit more, but what is still evolving in his game that he's kind of working on and improving that you've seen this year?
His entire game's evolving. He's a young quarterback, so that's not going to change at the quarterback position. So he's just going to continue to see things and adjust to the different defenses and the fronts and the coverage that he sees, understand different concepts are good for different coverages, and then sometimes he's going to have to ad-lib like he did against Kansas City a few times, and he's getting better at that. So, you know, playing quarterback is all about experiences, learning from your mistakes and moving forward and continue to compete at a high level on a consistent high level, and that's what he's so far doing.
It's kind of human nature, I guess, to maybe going against an 0-5 team, you know, maybe let down somewhat. Is that something that you think you have to fight that tendency, or do these guys, you know it just...
Yeah, well, I hope not. We're 2-2. It's not like we're defending Super Bowl champs or anything. We still have a lot to prove ourselves, and they have a lot of good players over there. I made it known today in the meeting, team meeting today, that they're four plays away from being 4-1, without a doubt. And a lot of first-rounders are on defense, a lot of skill on defense. Offensively, they have a lot of speed, a physical runner, and a nice offensive line. So that's a competitive football team. And if you take anybody for granted in this league, you're an idiot. So that won't happen here.
Jay, with Josh Norman out, seems that Fabian Moreau would probably get some more work at corner. He's obviously a very athletic guy. How do you see him fitting out there now, and how his athleticism maybe help overcome some of the inexperience that he'll deal with early on?
Yeah, well, speed, you know, it helps. Dunbar and Fabian both are very, very fast, and that helps when you're playing against a world-class sprinter like Marquise Goodwin and Aldrick. They're both very, very fast, so it's very important to try to match some speed with speed, and those guys can both run, but still it's a great challenge. But their skill set is coming along. You know, Fabian has not played a lot of pro football, has not had a lot of reps in game situations, but might have to be thrown into the fire. You know, we're trying to get him more and more reps as the season goes on. And Dunbar will take over the starting reps right now while Josh is out, and we feel good about where he's at.
Okay. With going back to Samaje and with him in there, he's done better when you guys have been in shotgun formation as a runner. Why is that, and how do things change because, like, Rob has been better with Kirk under center? How does it change a little bit, if at all, with Samaje in there, and what's the adjustment he's still going through with running with Kirk under center?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't know that was the case, but maybe it is. Samaje
It is.
Samaje is you know, he's a power runner. He should be good under center or in a shotgun. With the insides, tracks, and all that stuff, he reads them out pretty good. And I think maybe some of the runs from under center, some of the outside zones and stuff, he's still feeling his way through some of those cuts and staying on course. And that happens to a lot of young backs. A lot of them are so anxious to get it, cut it back up into the hole, they don't read them out all the way. When you're in a gun, you just, you know, press the line of scrimmage and make a one cut and go. So I think under center, you just got to be a little bit more patient with his reads.
Back to Josh Norman, you said, I believe you said he was going to get looked at again Monday after we talked to you. Any good news, bad news out of that?
No, same thing. It's just fractured ribs, so it's just going to take time to heal.